Well, let somebody shout hallelujah. The Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The elders have a saying. They said, when there is life, there is hope. If you believe that because you are still alive today, your tomorrow will be all right, let me hear you shout hallelujah. That's right. Go ahead. Praise the Almighty God. Give Him all glory. Give Him all honor. Give Him all adoration. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be adored. There's no one like Him. He's the King of kings. He's the Lord of lords. He's the I am that I am. He's the Ancient of Days. Praise Him. Magnify His holy name. Worship the Most High God. Praise Him. Tell Him you love Him. Tell Him you appreciate Him. Tell Him there's no one like Him in your life. Praise Him. Magnify His holy name. He's worthy. He's worthy of our praise. The fact that we are still breathing means that all will still be well. Give Him all glory. Give Him all honor. Give Him all adoration. Oh yes, Father, we bless Your name. We give you all glory. We give you all honor. We give you all adoration. We bless you, Lord. May you forever be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy. You are worthy of all our praises. Oh, yes, Lord. There's no one like you. Blessed be your name forever and ever. Blessed be your holy name forever and ever. You're worthy, my Father. You're worthy to be glorified. You're worthy to be magnified. Oh, yes. Glory be to your holy name. We will praise you forever. Thank you. God is with us. Thank you. Thank you, my Father. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Father, there's no one like you. You are glorious in holiness. You are fearful in praises. You are the wonder-working God. You are the Ancient of Days. You are the I Am that I Am. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for saving our souls. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for defending us. Thank you for keeping us alive. Thank you that we are still breathing today. Thank you because we know our tomorrow will be all right. Father, glory be to your holy name. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Thank you for yesterday. Thank you for today. Thank you for tomorrow. Thank you for the rest of our lives. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Tonight, my Father and my God, we are here again. Please speak to us in Jesus' name. Send your word and heal us in Jesus' name. Challenge us tonight, O Lord. Change us tonight, O Lord. Make us much better today than ever before. And Lord, multiply your miracles in our lives. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Well, shake hands with one or two people and say, good evening, God bless you. And then you may be seated. You are the mighty God, the great I Am. Alleluia. Alleluia. You are the mighty God, the great I Am. Alleluia. Alleluia. You are Jehovah Shalom, the Prince of Peace. Alleluia. Alleluia. You are Jehovah Rapha, the great healer. Alleluia. Father, my God, I feel completely inadequate to bring your word tonight. But I surrender this vessel of clay to you. I ask that you will speak through me tonight. That person who is hungry for you, that fellow who is thirsty for you, reach out to him or her tonight in Jesus' name. By the time this night is over, my Father and my God, gain a true disciple to yourself. And if you choose to gain more than one, please include me in the number in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Genesis chapter 17. I will read from verse 1 to 8. Genesis 17, from verse 1 to 8. And when Abraham was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be called Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. And I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee in their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee, and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession. And I will be their God. God has been talking to Abraham for quite some time before getting to this particular passage. And but this particular occasion, God visited Abraham and said, Abraham, I've been talking to you for a while. We've known each other now for some time. But I've never really introduced myself to you properly. He said, because of what I'm about to do in your life, Abraham, Let me introduce myself properly. I have a feeling deep within me, my brothers and my sisters, that there is someone here tonight who is hungry for God. Somebody here tonight who's not here because of money, who's not here to ask God for clothes, who's not here to ask God for anything materials. There's somebody here tonight who is hungry for God. And I have a rough idea of what it can be to be hungry for God. And I believe God is sending me to that fellow tonight. So God said, Abraham, I am the Almighty God. I am Jehovah El Shaddai. I am the God who can do anything. I can bring children out of stones. I can reverse the irreversible. I am more than sufficient for anything anyone can ever need. That's who I am, Abraham. And then God said to Abraham, I'm not going to ask you to introduce yourself to me, because I know you more than you know yourself. Who are you, Abraham? The ordinary dust of the earth. Because dust thou art, and to dust thou shalt return. At the very best, you are like a worm. Your very life is like a vapor. It's there today and gone tomorrow. You are like a flower that blossoms in the morning, and in the evening, it's gone. Not only that, Abraham, you are even barren. So you are nothing. And I am everything. Is God talking to anybody here tonight? Do you fit the description of Abraham? So God now said to him, now, Abraham, I want to make you a proposition. I want to be your partner. I want to put my almightiness behind you. I want to support you. I want to be the one who will change your nothingness to something. Right now, you are barren. But when I put my almightiness behind you, you will become the father of many nations. So I want to back you up, Abraham. In place of your foolishness, I want to give my wisdom. In place of your weakness, I want to give my strength. In place of your failure, I want to give you exceeding fruitfulness. Who is God talking to here tonight? Do I hear you say amen? He said, in short, Abraham, I want to make you an offer. I want to be with you. I want to be your partner. I want to be your Emmanuel. Now he says, but now this is the deal. You will have to walk before me. Which is the title of the talk we are giving now. Walk thou before me. I want you to walk before me, Abraham, or whoever it is that God is talking to tonight, so that I can keep an eye on you. Because Psalm 34, verse 15, Psalm 34, verse 15 says, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. God says, I want you to stand in front of me now, begin to walk in front of me where I can see you. Because the enemy is out there. And when you begin to become what I want you to become, the enemies are likely to become envious, and they are likely to want to attack. So I want you to stay where I can keep my eyes on you. Because the adversary, like a roaring lion, is there walking about, seeking whom he may devour. He said, but my eyes run to and fro throughout the whole world to show me strong on behalf of those who fear me. He said, I want you to walk before me. How many of you want to walk before the Almighty God? Do I hear your amen? He said, I want you to walk before me so I can guide you. I can guide you. He said, because if, in case you don't know Abraham, I am not just Alpha, I'm also Omega. Which means, where you are going, Abraham, I'm already there. And I know everything on the way. Walk before me so I can guide you. I believe God is saying to someone here tonight, and I believe by now the fellow knows that is the one that God is talking to, that you don't even know tomorrow. You don't even know the next 24 hours. And God is saying, but I know the end from the beginning. So walk before me, so I can guide you to your tomorrow. He says, walk before me so that I can point you in the directions to go. If I ask you to go to the palace,
you go. If I ask you to go to the Brook Cherith in a hidden village, you go. If I ask you to go to Zarephath in the house of a widow, you go. If I ask you to go to Mount Carmel, you go. Walk before me. Let me order your steps. How many of you will say, God, order my steps? When the Almighty God said to me that this is going to be where our camp will be, it was jungle, and it was the headquarters of the highway robbers tormenting people on the expressway. But then we were offered 4.5 acres of land in this jungle, filled with snakes of all types. But God said, this is the place. There were people who said to me then, are you crazy? Number one, it is far from Lagos. Number two, it is in the midst of a God-forsaken jungle. Number three, there's no electricity anywhere near, no water anywhere near. You want to be holding convention in this place? Are you crazy? But I allowed the one who knows tomorrow to order my steps. How many of you really believe that your tomorrow will be all right? Let me hear you say amen. So he said, Abraham, I'm the Almighty God. I'm the all-sufficient God. I am all in all. If you need healings, I can give you. If you need fruitfulness, I can make you fruitful. If you need wealth, I can make you rich. Whatever you need, I can supply. But walk thou before me. But it didn't stop there. And be thou perfect. That's a serious one there. We said, Abraham, we've been talking for some time, but I've decided to become your partner. And from now on, no more nonsense. No more lots. No more fooling around with the bondwoman that your wife handed over to you when the two of you thought that I can't fulfill my promises. No more games. No more gimmicks. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 3, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 3, the Bible says, by God, actions are weighed. He just doesn't consider what to do. He considers why you are doing it. He's saying, Abraham, or whoever it is that he's talking to tonight, I'm offering you a deal. I will be your Emmanuel. I'll be your almighty partner. I will supply all your needs. But no more nonsense. That's an offer. No more half obedience. Whatever I say, you have to obey and obey completely. All those little tricks of yours, when you say you bring your tithe, and what to bring is less than 10%, he says, stop insulting my intelligence. Don't think I don't know how to calculate. All those little tricks that you play when nobody is watching. He said, remember, you are now to walk before me. And I see all things. How many things? He's saying, listen, Abraham, if this deal is going to work, you will have to walk before me as if you are totally naked. Because if you are walking before me, I will see inside the clothes, I will see into your innermost being. Walk thou before me, Abraham, or Adeboye, or whoever else he's talking to, and be thou perfect. Meaning, from now on, no more lukewarmness, no more half measures. If you want to praise me, from now on you will praise me until somebody next to you will say, are you all right? And you will tell the fellow, if you are not comfortable with my praising God, relocate. If you receive, if you accept this deal, Abraham or whoever God is speaking to, you will begin to serve me now 100%. If you choose to accept my partnership, then as it is written in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5, you will have to love me with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength. Your submission to me has to be total. You will be able to say, like Paul said in Philippians 1:21, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Your submission to me, Abraham, will have to be so total that if I ask for your greatest treasure, you will release it without murmuring. And he checked it later on. You know the story in Genesis 22, verse 1 to 18. Genesis 22, verse 1 to 18. He said, Abraham, that son Isaac that is supposed to carry on your generation, I want him. And Abraham said, I accepted the deal in Genesis 17. You can have him. The Almighty God is saying, Abraham, if you enter into partnership with me tonight, you will have to be holy. Because I am holy. And two cannot walk together except they be agreed. Now, what's God saying here? The Almighty God is saying, Abraham, you walk before me, I walk behind you, so that anybody who sees the two of us coming will know straight away who is the senior partner. And don't forget, you are nothing, I'm everything. So whatever results will come out of this partnership can only be as a result of me, not of you. And so, total submission, you are the junior partner, I'm the senior partner. I will be the one in control. Now, control is a word that many of us don't like at all. We don't like anybody controlling our lives. We were by nature a rebellious people. Everybody from birth, rebellion was born into us. Nobody ever taught a child how to be angry. You don't teach a child anger, it's inborn. Control. Why would God want to control you? Why will he want to put limitations on you? Because if you accept this deal, if you sign this contract with God tonight, if you enter into partnership with him tonight, he will put limitations on you. But why? Nobody likes limitations. But a friend of mine, preacher friend of mine, once said, there are two kinds of pain. How many kinds of pain? Two kinds. And he said one is unavoidable pain. Pain you can't avoid. And he gave an example. When a woman is about to deliver a baby, she must have pain. There's nothing she can do about that. It is called labor pain. And that's because something good is going to come about it as a result. And all of you who are trusting God for the fruit of the womb, 9 months from now, you will experience labor pain. But then he said the second kind of pain is the avoidable type. The pain that can come as a consequence of disobedience. And many of us who are here today, if we look back on our lives, we know how much we suffered because we disobeyed God. That kind of pain, God is saying to Abraham, if you walk before me, if you let me guide you, if you will submit to me completely, there will be no need for avoidable pain coming your way. I remember one young man years ago who came to us and said, I have found somebody I will marry. And after a little bit of counseling, it was clear, this is not your wife. He said, what are you talking about? I have prayed. God has spoken. I said, I'm not saying God didn't speak, because after all, I'm not in the counsel of God. If he speaks to you, I believe he speaks to me once in a while too. From the little I've seen about this fellow, it's not your wife. He went ahead and married anyway. She's a wonderful sister, child of God. I said, yes, sir. God have mercy on you. The very first night, the brother said, sister, let us pray. I said, in the name of Jesus, and the sister refused to say amen. Sister, I said, let us pray. That sister said, what do you ask you to pray? But we are Christian. We are, she said, it's you I want, and I've already got you. I pray for all of you who are here tonight. Every plan of the devil concerning your future shall be frustrated. God says to Abraham, if you want my partnership, you must be willing to pay the price. The reward will be great. As you begin to obey me in all things. In how many things? All things. Because then my face will shine upon you. You are going before me. You are doing my will. You are not turning a little to the right. You are not turning a little to the left. You are not mixing anything with me. It's me and me alone in your life. He said, then my face will shine upon you. I will smile on you. But Abraham, I'm sure you know one thing. I don't change. I am the Lord. I change not. What I've always been, that's what I will always be. So the fellow who has to change, therefore, is you. And change can be painful. There are people who are looking at me here tonight. By the time this convention is over, you won't even recognize yourself. Because there are many of us who claim that we are children of God, and there is no change at all. Some of us have even become pastors, and there is no change at all. We still talk the way we used to talk. We still falsify records once in a while. Some of us still go ahead and with boldness we rob God. He said, Abraham, you want my partnership? The changes in your life will have to be total. When I was turning 40, I've told some of you this before, the Almighty God spoke to me like he spoke to Abraham here tonight. My son, I said, yes, Lord. You're about to be 40. Yes, Lord, thank you. Thank you for my life. And 40, as you know, son, is considered the age of wisdom. I said, yes, Lord. And he showed me two graphs. Some of you have heard me share a little bit of this before. In mathematics, we call them parabola graphs. One looks like a hill. The other looks like a valley. He asked me to choose which of the two I want. And I understood straight away by the help of the Holy Spirit. So I chose the valley. And he said, very good. Son, I'm ready to become your partner. So that from now on, you will only be climbing. Oh, thank you, Daddy. You are wonderful. He said, oh, yes. He said, but for that to happen, everything about you has to reduce to zero. Before that time, if you see my nameplate, you know, that name where you write your name and put on your desk. I still have it somewhere in the archive. It is written, Reverend Dr. E.A. Adeboye, B.S.C., M.S.C., Ph.D. What they should have added, because at the bottom then I wrote General Overseer, what they should have put somewhere in comma is empty barrel. God said to me, son, you want my backing? I said, yes. He said, from now on you'll be known simply as pastor. All the big titles will have to go. The BSc, the MSc, the PhD, I am not interested. You become nothing, and then I'll be everything. I'm revealing a great secret to you tonight. So people come now, today, and they say, we thank God for what God is using you for. Hey, what's going on here? We come this year, what we see is already far greater than last year. It's not me. It is the all-sufficient God. People come from all over the world. Hey, why is the great work here being kept secret? Why are we not hearing? Hey, you don't make noise about someone that God considers a worm. You don't make noise about someone who is nothing. If you want to make noise about anybody at all, it's about the all-sufficient God. Do I hear someone shout hallelujah? So God is saying to somebody tonight, I want to be your partner. I want to put my almightiness, my all-sufficiency behind you. But if I'm going to put all this behind you, you have to be in front of me. So that if you try to look back at all, the only thing you will see will be me blocking the way to backsliding. But then, he's saying to somebody here tonight, if you are not willing to pay the price, because there's a price to pay, when God says no nonsense, it means no nonsense. It means he will not tolerate any nonsense from you. It means what he could tolerate from others, he will not take it from you. It means you can't live like others live. You can't dress like others dress. You can't eat like others eat. You can't sleep like others sleep. You sleep only when he says it is okay for you to sleep. You can't even talk like other people talk. When he says keep quiet, you keep your mouth shut. It means you can't even fight like other people fight. It means you may be cheated several times, and your El Shaddai will say, ignore. I told the pastors, because we just had a ministers' conference before this convention, a story recently. It happened in June, this last June. I was in America, and we had a program one evening, beautiful program. God came down mightily. So we were all excited, including myself. And so we were driving back to the hotel from the church. And we were all chatting in the car. Oh, what a wonderful night. What a wonderful visitation. Oh, how beautiful. And then we got to the hotel. And one of my sons was sitting in the front of the Jeep. And I was sitting behind. And so he got down, opened his door, and to open my door for me. Somehow, I still don't know how, my hand got into the door of the front door. And when my son opened the back door, he jammed the front door and he caught my hands. And those of you, if that had ever happened to you before, you know that's not a joking matter at all. In fact, if the car door slams on your hand, ordinary car, not a Jeep, you know at least for 3 days you will be in serious pain. And I cried. And quickly he opened the door, and everybody was saying, "Hey, what shall we do? Where are we going to get ice?" Where I said, let's get to the room. Let's get to the room quickly. Oh, the pain was horrible. And I said, "Daddy, how? And he said to me, "I visited you and you didn't say thank you." Everybody said, yeah. Hey, God, okay. And you did not say thank you. Oh, I said, "Daddy, how can I be so stupid? I am very sorry." And I really meant it. How can I be so stupid? I'm very sorry. Do you know, before we got upstairs, the pain has disappeared? Completely. There was no need for ice water, no need for ice, no need for anything. He just wanted to remind me, no more nonsense. Is there anybody here who still wants God as his partner? Are you sure? It will be costly. All the rubbish some of you are doing will have to stop. Because the moment he becomes your partner, no more nonsense. But now he's saying to somebody here tonight, if you think walking before me is too costly, that you can't pay the price, then the alternative is walking behind me. And in Luke chapter 4, verse 8, Luke chapter 4, verse 8, what is it that Jesus said to Satan? "Get thee where? Behind me." So God is asking you to choose. Walk before me where I can keep an eye on you, where there be no more nonsense. Or get thee behind me where Satan is waiting. And if you choose to walk behind him, remember, it is a dangerous thing to be an ex-child of God. Very dangerous thing. Because if God is behind you, as we will learn a little more tomorrow, if God is for us, who can be against us? I mean, when the Almighty is backing you up, you can trample on the head of serpents, trample on the head of Satan, you can knock witches and wizards on the head, and there's nothing they can do. But if for any reason whatsoever you move from before him to behind him, the enemy will be waiting. So, I just want to ask a question now. What is your decision?
Do you want to walk before him? Or will you prefer to go behind him? Are you ready for a life of no more nonsense? Or you want to continue to do your own thing? We are going to pray tonight. We're going to pray like we have never prayed before. But before we do so, there are some of you who, even up to now, you are still behind him. But he's asking you to cross over now to the front of him. There are some of you who have never even surrendered your life to him. He's giving you an opportunity tonight. He's saying, listen, where you are, Satan is there, darkness is there, problems are there. Cross over to my side. If you are here and you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, I will count from 1 to 10, because I know many of you now will be coming from a long distance, and you better get up now and begin to come. Come and surrender your life to Jesus now. If you stay behind God, death is there, sickness is there, Satan is there, darkness is there, evil is there. Cross over to his side tonight. If you want to give your life to Jesus, begin to come now. 1, 2, 3. You will have to move fast, particularly those of you who are coming from afar. 5. And as you come, begin to pray. Don't wait for anybody. Tell him, Lord, I'm tired of darkness. I'm tired of Satan. I'm coming to you. I'm surrendering my life to you now. No more nonsense. Have mercy on me. Save my soul. Forgive what I've done in the past that is contrary to your will. Go ahead, begin to talk to God. And those of you who are coming, hurry up. 6. You better talk to him if you really mean business and say, Lord, I've come for salvation tonight. No more pretense. I want the real thing. I want genuine salvation. Don't want to spend any more time with Satan. I want to be one of your children, Lord. I want you to save my soul tonight. 7. Cry to the Almighty God, save my soul, Lord. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Forgive all my sins, Lord. Forgive all my sins. I'm tired of a life of sin anyway. What have I gained? all these days that I've been sinning. I want to cross over to your side, Lord. I want to cross over to your side. Have mercy on me. And those of you who are coming on the way, hurry up. Hurry up. Make sure you get here before we finish praying. 9 now. The rest of us, please, let's pray for these people. Let's stretch our hands towards them and intercede for them. That the Savior will save their souls tonight. Pray for them. Intercede for them, brethren. Hurry up, those of you who are still coming, hurry up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Savior. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Thank you, Savior. Namo Shikira Makotunde. Save the souls of this people. Them genuine salvation, Lord. Them genuine salvation, the Lord and our Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And those of you who are still coming, keep coming. Just make sure you get here before I finish praying. My Father, my God, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for your word to us tonight. I thank you because you say your word will not return to you void. We can see the evidence of that in your people who have come forward tonight. Father, you promised that whosoever will come unto you, you will no wise cast out. These your children have come to you now. Please receive them in Jesus' name. Yeah. Forgive them in Jesus' name. Yeah. Whatever they've done contrary to your will in the past, wipe it away with your blood in Jesus' name. Save their souls in Jesus' name. Write their names in the book of life in Jesus' name. Father, anytime they call upon you from tonight, answer them in Jesus' name. Thank you, my Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. 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 For those of you who are in front, let me hear you shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I'm rejoicing with you Because by the special grace of God, from now on, for the rest of my life, every day I'll be praying for you. And very soon you'll begin to receive some miracles you didn't even ask for. Then you will know somebody somewhere praying for you. So later on tonight, I'm going to ask you to follow somebody to where some pastors are waiting to collect your names, your address, and your prayer request. And I promise you, I'll be praying for you. But in the meantime, I want you to wait here because the rest of us want to pray, and I want you to be part of that prayer. Right. The rest of us, are we ready to pray? Your yes is very cold. Are you ready to pray? Then stand on your feet now. And let me hear you shout one big hallelujah. Don't pray the prayers I'm going to be dictating if you don't mean it. Because every prayer you pray tonight, God is going to answer. So if I say it and you know this is, no, this is not for me, just keep your mouth shut, no problem. Now those of you who are ready, lift your voice to him and say, Father, from now on, I want to walk before you. Help me to do so. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. I want to walk before you in holiness, in purity, in obedience. Help me to do so. Help me to do so, Lord. I want to walk before you in holiness, in purity, in joy, in everything. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Lift your voice to him and say, Father, I dedicate my life to you. Give me the grace to serve you with all my heart, with all my strength, with all my resources. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. I dedicate my life to you today. I dedicate my life to you. Give me the grace, Lord, to serve you wholeheartedly, with all my heart, with all my strength, with all I have, with all I am. Give me the grace to serve you wholeheartedly. 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 Give me the grace to serve. Wholeheartedly. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now, open your mouth and say, Father, keep your eyes on me forever. Don't hand me over to Satan. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Keep your eyes on me, Lord, perpetually. Don't hand me over to Satan. Keep your eyes on me. Keep your eyes on me for the rest of my life. Don't hand me over to Satan. I don't want to get behind you. Keep your eyes on me, Lord. Keep your eyes on me. Don't hand me over to Satan. Thank you. Keep your eyes on me. Anywhere your eyes will not go, don't let me go there. Just keep your eyes on me, Lord, perpetually. Don't hand me over to Satan. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And then you lift your voice to him and say, Father, Emmanuel, be my partner forever. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Emmanuel, be my partner forever, forever, forever. Be my partner. Back me up. Continue to support me. Be my partner. I live my life according to your will. Be my partner. Be my partner. Be my partner. Forever. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. When God spoke to Abraham, and he said, if you accept my deal, he said, I will make you exceedingly fruitful. You have accepted his deal tonight. So lift your voice to him and say, Father, in every area of my life, make me exceedingly fruitful. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. I've accepted the deal. I will walk before you in holiness, in purity, in total submission. In every area of my life, Father, make me exceedingly fruitful. Make me exceedingly fruitful. Make me the father of many nations, Lord. Make me exceedingly fruitful. Exceedingly fruitful. Make me exceedingly fruitful. Oh, thank you, my Father. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Make me fruitful exceedingly, physically, materially, spiritually, ministerially, in every area, in power, in glory, in anointing, in miracles, signs and wonders, in testimonies, in joy, in all manners of divine blessings, in peace, in harmony, in health, in strength. Make me exceedingly fruitful, Lord. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Usually when two people enter into a contract, into a covenant, they always celebrate it with something. I believe the Almighty God would like to give you a gift tonight.
Amen.
To mark this day that you have entered into a covenant with Him, to walk before Him in holiness, in purity, in total submission. So for 2 minutes, I want you to talk to Him, ask Him for the kind of gift you will prefer. Tell Him what you want Him to do for you. Something only God can do.